That was 2007. My true freshman year was 2007 and 2008, yes.
Can you kind of take us through how you started there, took a year off, found a new school or a community college, then eventually landed where you did? What was those 6 years kind of like?
I mean, it was like a learning experience. It was something that really grew me up. I mean, there's things happened in my life that a lot of people haven't had to go through. I mean, it's kind of things that some of the things I had to go through got me to where I am today. So it was basically building blocks, and it was the concrete steps that you had to take to get to success. But also, there's going to be obstacles over in the way. So I mean, at times it was hard, but I mean, I continued to fight, and I knew, I mean, I was going to never give up. So that's why I got to where I am today.
You weren't in school at all in 2009, right?
Yeah, 2009, I came back home. That's what my father would say. I came back home, and I was taking classes at a local community college, but I wasn't playing football anymore. I was still taking classes, though.
How much do you think your pro day, did that turn you from being a non-drafted player to getting drafted?
I mean, probably did. I mean, a lot of people didn't expect, they expected an average guy, a four or five guy, not jump very high, not very explosive, but I mean, I think it turned a lot of people's heads and drawn a lot of attention. But I knew there was a lot of teams that were very interested in me before the pro day. So, I mean, I'm sure it shocked a lot of people, like, dang, this guy can play. He can do it off the field. What he does on the field correlates to what he did at the pro day. So, I mean, it probably did turn a lot of people's heads, but I know there's teams out there that liked me before that as well.
Did you know the Packers were one of those teams? Had they been for a while?
I mean, I spoke with when I was took a visit there. I spoke with some of the coaches, and they expressed their interest. Like, yeah, we liked you before we knew you ran a 4.3. Like, we liked you before all that. So we liked you just based off your film. So I mean, they expressed that interest before knowing I ran a 4.3 or jumped whatever I jumped.
What's his biggest asset as a receiver that he brings?
What's your biggest asset as a receiver that you bring to the table?
My biggest asset, I would say, is one is my knowledge of the game. I think I have a great knowledge of the game. I'm able to know what we're going to do as an offense. I know what I'm going to do well. So I mean, I know how everything's going to work together to get to what we're trying to achieve. So I mean, my knowledge of the game is good. I'm able to pick out coverages easily, and I'm able to know what the defense is going to do before they're doing it majority of the time. So I think the knowledge of my game is great because everybody's a great athlete, and if you're smarter than the next guy to you, it's going to be one up. So I'm not only just a great athlete. I can run fast and jump high and catch balls, but there's a lot of people that can do that, but not a lot of people are very smart, able to pick out coverages and know exactly what they're doing each and every play.
You picked Grand Valley on a Google search. Did you Google Green Bay before you came here?
No, I actually didn't Google Green Bay.
I mean, did you know a lot about the Packers, though, before you made the trip here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know a lot about them. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is my favorite quarterback. So when I do play Madden, I actually play with Green Bay because of Aaron Rodgers, because I just like to run four verticals and throw it deep pretty much every play. So, I mean, that's a team I always knew about. And I know Randall Cobb, he's from Kentucky. He went to Kentucky. So I know a few people that know him and everything. So, I mean, I knew about the Green Bay Packers.
Charles, what do you think you need to do to make this roster?
I just got to go in there, and I got to just, every day I got to come to work like it's my first day. Like, I just started school, like, it's my first day where I don't know anything. Even if I know a lot, come the next couple of weeks in camp or whatever, every day I got to approach it like it's the first day. Like, I don't know nothing at all. I'm trying to learn as much as I can every day, just like everything is brand new to me. And I just got to be willing to compete. Go in and just be willing to learn from veterans and take what everybody gives me and just run with it. Don't really lay off because I've been selected or anything. Just make every opportunity count and just give it all I got.
Charles, can you tell us who your agent is?
What was that?
Can you tell us who your agent is?
Yeah, my agent is Doug Allman with Dahlman & Pittman Agency.
Can you spell the last name for us?
O-O-M-E-N.
Okay. Anything else for Charles?
Do you think your style of play is like another receiver, either in the NFL or in college? Similarities?
What was that going to hear?
Yeah, they asked if you would compare your style of play to anybody playing in college or in the pros right now.
My favorite receivers right now, I like receivers like Larry Fitzgerald, Dez Bryant, and Calvin Johnson. I'm a bigger guy. I like to be physical, but I'm also a guy who can also beat people with speed. So, I kind of mix between a lot of guys. I kind of watch a lot of people play, and I kind of pick up things from each player and just try to correlate it into my game and try to add things to my game to make me better. Think of like a physical guy because I'm bigger than most DBs and everything, but I also got that speed that's deceptive, and a lot of people aren't expecting that, so I'm able to blow by people when I need to.